I became a member of the board in January of 2013, and they shut down all operations and closed the doors in November, October of 2012. We've been dealing with the bankruptcy filing, which was denied by the federal judge. Then we're dealing with the bondholders, and then, of course, we've been dealing with putting it into a receivership and getting a court order to charge the $18 to all property owners in the district and all the things that's been going on for that since 2013. And it was all created because it was mismanaged 2004 to 2009.